Is the diffuser too loud? That's the question. I don't think so, you know? Who knows? All right, so happy fucking hump day, bitches. I am recording on a Wednesday, and I'm hoping to give this out to the world, to birth this creative baby, if you will, on Friday. So let's hope that that fucking happens, because I do this every week and you know how the drill goes, but I'm not even going to go there because we're on a positivity little push right now. Guys, have you listened to the podcast that I was on Creeps and Crimes? I did a little crossover. I'm going to have them on my channel at some point, but you know, Halloween was their lane. So I wanted them to stay in that lane. Have their own sunshine, and it was awesome. And I talked all about my cat. So if you hear my cat throughout this, I apologize. He's kind of vocal. He likes to talk. So he's also going to move the microphone quite a bit, I feel like, until he gets settled. But anyways, I was going to say that I'm trying to record this with as little pauses and fuck ups as possible, because I want to not have to edit this too much. I want to start not editing it really at all. But I actually, that's not true. I just want to have minimal edits. I just don't want it to take me that long. Like, I feel like I should press record and just kind of go, especially with when I have a direction on what I'm talking about. So yeah, but anyways, I was on Creeps and Crimes podcast. It was awesome. Talked all about my cat Salem and his multiple names and how I found him. So you're going to have to go over there to check it out, because I'm not going to share some of the details. So you guys don't have to go and listen to that pod. If you like true crime, if you like conspiracies, there are two of my really good friends here in Knoxville, and I loved being able to do kind of like a crossroad episode. So shout out Creeps and Crimes. Stay Open loves you, and I appreciate you guys having me on as your first guest. And with that, guys, happy 1 year. I cannot believe it has been 1 year since Stay Open has been out in the world. You're probably listening to this and thinking, how has it been 1 year and you only have 8 episodes? Well, let me tell you, okay? It's been a long ass year, as I'm sure it's been for everyone. But honestly, I'm ready. I'm ready to get into it. I'm ready to dive full into it. I say this every time. I feel like you're dealing with like a fucking fucked up ex-boyfriend. He was like, I'm back, I swear. And you're like, okay. And you finally let him in, and then he's not back. That's how I feel that I'm doing what I'm doing to your heart with this podcast. But I promise it's going to be better. Speaking of which, little segue, I am starting the health kick of my life. Not to be dramatic, but I'm a dramatic human. So here we go. I have started a whole journey. So many things have happened since I've talked to you. So let's see. I got a cat. I got engaged, which I kind of wanted to do a whole episode around with him, because so many people loved the last relationship episode, and now we're engaged. So my fiance is in the military, for those of you who don't know, and he gets deployed. He's going on a deployment in November. And it is November, so like he leaves mid-November, and you know, I've known about this for a long time. Doesn't mean it makes it any easier, but it definitely has helped me mentally to kind of think about what I want to do while he's gone, like what I want to do with my time. And I think I'm in a really good headspace, and I understand the quality of having personal time for myself. And so with that, I want to do a whole like 4.5 months while he's gone health kick. I have a wedding dress to look bomb in. I have pictures to fucking feel confident in. And I just, I, I love my body now. I do. I love that I'm thicker. I love that I have curves. But, you know, everyone looks in the mirror and has their own version of what is looks good for them, like what's their best. And I'm not at my best. And I want to be at my best for this wedding in this next chapter of my life. So I have had some long, tough conversations with myself and have really just, you know, kind of tried to heal the broken mental hurdles that I've had over the years with crash diets or quick turnarounds, and really have tried to marinate in the fact that it's going to take a while. It's going to take months if you want to do it healthy, if you want to do it the right way. And I'm okay. I'm here. I'm ready to put in months. I'm ready to put in work. I'm so excited about this journey that I've planned everything out. I'm a super visual person. And I've like written everything out on, you know, I printed out these like blank calendars and wrote out the next 4.5 months. I wrote out, you know, what eating regimens I want to do, what I'm going to do. If you are someone who likes to start the new year resolutions a little early, you are more than welcome to jump on this bandwagon. If you're feeling like you need a kick after COVID in 2020, you need something to kind of kick you into being the next best version of yourself, you are more than welcome to do it with me. Let me know if you guys are interested in like the health things that I do. Because, you know, not that I'm an expert or anything, but I've done them quite a lot. And I love doing them. I love sharing with people when I'm doing them. So I figure I would bring it on to here. So maybe we'll have a nutrition episode. And also, I can't wait for this year because I want to have, last year I missed the boat on wanting to do an episode about New Year's resolutions. And this year, I think more so than ever, we all need some positivity and a big energy push to push us into a positive headspace in 2021. And I, you know, we'll have a whole recap of 2020, but I think out of a lot of the negative, there's a lot of positive that you can find. I tend to be an optimist. So if you're a pessimist, you're probably sitting there being like, this year's fucking sucked, Arletta. What are you talking about? For me, it's been pretty damn good. Been pretty damn good. Outside of, you know, of course, people that I know getting COVID. Luckily, I am not someone who knows anyone that's close to me that has passed from it. And I'm just very grateful and, you know, counting my blessings and saying a prayer for the people in my life that have stayed healthy and have stayed COVID free. And there's just been a lot of good in my life. And I think I'm probably not alone in that. You know, maybe I'm a minority. Sure, that's sometimes what it feels like when it comes to 2020 and, you know, all the memes online. And just 2020 has been good to me, y'all. It has. But I also try to find the silver lining in everything. So with that being said, let's segue into this episode because ladies and gentlemen, I've been going through some shit mentally, and I think I need to process it on here. And the only way really that I process anything is when I come to my therapy, which is this microphone. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. I'm on a cleanse. I just mentioned the health kick that I'm doing. I started with Dr. Hyman's 10-day detox. If anyone's looking for a really good kickstart or just like it's honestly like a restart of your digestive system, your skin, your body, just like everything. This is an amazing detox. It's hard because It does exactly what it says it's going to do. It detoxes the fuck out of your body. But, oh my God, the results are amazing. You feel amazing. And right now I'm on the third day, and the push to get, last time I did this back in April when COVID, when quarantine kind of first started. Last time I did this, the first 5 days were really hard for me because, you know, you're pushing out the, like, all of the toxins in your body. And I must have had quite a few because I'd partied super hard. Up until April, like, I had just been having a lot of alcohol in my system, a lot of bad food in my system, and I just wanted to restart. So yeah, it's been going great, but I'm on day three. I'm actually not cranky at all. I woke up in a really great mood, and thought I'd hop on the microphone and spit some truth to you guys. So hello, I kind of mentioned it in the intro, but guys, I got engaged. I'm so excited. I am in one of the happiest chapters of my life, and it is amazing. And I think out of, you know, all of the just craziness, like, you know, people, I think I've seen a lot of positivity trying to be spread on Instagram. But I've also seen a lot of negativity, and maybe it's because I follow a lot of meme pages and need to stop that. But I thought I'd bring some happiness into your life and some positive energy. And I want you to know that I am really happy. And, I think, you know, when you're little, if you were like me, your engagement day is something that you think about all the time. And then as I've gotten older, like, my whole Facebook page, my whole Instagram page is just one girl after the next. Like, I'm engaged, I'm having a baby, I'm getting married. Like, we moved into a house, and here I am in a unique situation because my better half is in the military. And so we're not living together. We're in separate states. And I'm so glad I've gotten to have this, like, independent on my own chapter. And in tandem with that, still see him and still be closer to him than I've been in the past, because we did long distance at the beginning of our relationship. And I'm really reveling in all of the beautiful things that have happened in him and I's relationship. And he's brought so much beauty into my life, including this engagement. And I cherish him so much to not only recognize, like, when our relationship was ready for the next step, but also to bring such light into my life in such a negative year has been so positive for my soul and for my well-being. And I think anyone that's listening to this that has maybe experienced some positivity in 2020, you understand how important it's been, I'm sure, for your mental sanity to have, like, something positive to put your energy into. And so, yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I've never wanted to get engaged. Like, okay, here's the thing. If we're going to get into it, let's fucking get into it. I have never been the girl who's had my wedding planned out in my mind. As, like, and my friends listening to this will probably be like, yeah, fucking right, Arletta. But it's true. I, as psycho of a hopeless romantic that I am, like, just to give you a little insight, I've, like, prayed for my future husband since I could say the word husband, like, since I knew really what that was. I was like 10 or 11 when I started doing it. And I have always prayed for him. And, you know, I like to think that that's 'cause why he's been so successful throughout his life, but whatever, it's not about you, Arletta. Okay, moving on. I've been such a hopeless romantic. I have been waiting for this day my whole life. I have been dreaming about what my engagement ring will look like or what the engagement will be. But as far as the wedding, I change my mind all the fucking time. And you guys who are listening who have planned a wedding, I just want to give you a hug, a glass of wine, maybe something stronger, because I'm sure you're still riding off the wave of anxiety that you rode probably for the 12 or 6 months or 18 months, however long you planned to get that done, because it's a full fucking production. And I'm just kind of like dipping my toes in the water right now, because we're going to start planning when he gets back from his deployment. But wow, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to think about. I'm already organized. Okay, I'm going to stay the most organized I've ever been in my entire life. I have a whole ass binder. One of my best friends, bless her, that got married a year ago in the summer. She sent me this like Excel spreadsheet that she made, and she said her other girlfriend is using it, and is like swears by it for planning. So I'm just so excited. And yeah, it happened in Colorado, back where we both are from. And he told me to dress up for a brunch and look like the most Arletta I've ever looked. And honestly, people are like, did you know? Did you have any idea? I mean, no, I didn't. Yes, I knew we were going to be getting engaged at some point. Honest to God, I thought it was going to be when he got back from deployment. I just didn't think we had a time planned to get engaged before he left. So I didn't want to know. Like, I didn't want to know. I am such an intuitive person. I turned off those fucking feelers. I was like, nope. Any inclination that I thought it was going to happen, I just kind of let it happen. Like the Wednesday before I left, so I flew out on a Tuesday. The Wednesday before I left, I was literally on a walk with my girlfriend and we were talking about getting engaged. Like, we're talking about what if it happens. And so I had an idea, but I really, honest to God, just thought that he wanted me home and he wanted to spend quality time with me before he left. Because going to a nice brunch, that is not out of the ordinary for us. Like, we love to go and eat. We love to get dressed up and like go on a date. So I didn't think anything about that. And my mother, you guys, my mother was so calm the morning of. There was no way. I was like, no, this isn't happening. If it was happening, she'd be losing her shit. And she, props to you, mama, because you fucking pulled that shit together. And I had no idea. And I've always said, tangent, back to me not planning my wedding. I didn't plan my engagement either in my head, because it's not my fucking job to do that. I feel like girls put this like idea in their mind about what they want, and it's this unrealistic expectation that their fiance can meet, because let's be real, ladies, you love him, but he's still a dude. He's still a guy. He still like isn't in your head. And the poor thing is just trying to do the best that he can to make you the happiest. So no, I didn't have anything planned out in my mind. But I will say I had one thing planned. I didn't want to get engaged around a lot of people. I tend to lean towards, plus as I've gotten older, definitely I've tended to lean towards being more private of an individual. I think I've just come to understand the importance in my life, certain people and certain things. And an engagement for me is so personal between me and my fiance. I didn't want the like fanfare and the fucking attention that you would get if you were in a crowd of people. So he took me up to this trail Well, we're driving up to Boulder where we're going to have quote unquote brunch. And I was starving. I was starving when I woke up, but I was like, no, I'm going to have such a good brunch. I'm going to eat so much food. So I didn't eat. All I had was coffee. And I was in this long, flowy white dress and this pink hat. And I almost wore 5-inch wedges, but I didn't. I wore these booties. And I get in the car, we're driving up to Boulder, and he takes a turn down this gorgeous road with all these trees that are changing colors, and they're vibrant, like it was this beautiful road. And he's like, well, we're a little early for brunch, so we're gonna go on a little walk. I know of this like really beautiful trail that all the leaves are changing. And I'm thinking two things. The first thing I'm thinking is, Zachary, you do this to me every time. Every time we go somewhere, y'all, he forces me on a walk, which, I mean, I say force, like I love to take walks. Okay, he's not forcing me to do anything. But I'm always having to pre-plan my shoe situation because you can't just go on a walk in any shoe, especially when you're trying to look cute and dress up for a date. So needless to say, thank God I wore the booties that I did, because if I had worn the wedges, it would have been game over, not even happening. I probably would have said, no, thank you, take me somewhere else. Like, I'm literally not walking. But I decided to be a good champion, a good team player, I guess. And we started going on this walk, and people are in their masks. People are in their workout clothes. People are socially distanced and running and hiking. And I'm over here fully dressed, looking like I'm about to fucking step on the runway of Fashion Week. And I'm on this dirt path, and we're walking, and we didn't get far either. So like, I've mentally prepared myself to go down this trail, and we're walking, and all of a sudden he's like lagging. And I'm like, we just started this walk. Like, come on, where are we going, dude? Like, let's go. And he was like, can we stop here for a second? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And it was a beautiful, I mean, there was a clearing in the trail, and the foothills are in the background, and the red rocks are in the background, and the trees are changing. And I wore a ring for the last 2 years of our relationship that he gave me when we were 14. And so he said, can I take this off for a second? And I said, yes. But when he said for a second, I'm like, maybe it's going to happen. Oh, probably not. He just said for a second. So the whole day was me being like, maybe. And then, oh no, it's probably not happening. So this was my last, like, maybe it's happening. And he took it off, and then he got down on one knee and he said, I love you so much. Will you marry me? And I was just looking at the fact that he was on his knee and the ring was gorgeous and is gorgeous. And then this woman is coming out of the bushes telling me to still, she's like, still be normal. I'm just taking pictures. And I was just overwhelmed with shock. Zach says he thought I was going to faint. I thought I was going to faint as well, but I didn't. And I had, it was great. I don't know if you guys even care about this. I just had to get giddy about it for a second on my podcast because it was awesome. It was just amazing. And then his parents and my family, we had a little engagement party, and I love them so much. I love them all so much. So that happened in my life, which segues into what I wanted to talk about today, which is, why did no one tell me? This is another thing that women don't share. So I'm going to share it here with you, okay? Why did no one tell me that when you get engaged, people get fucking weird? Like, friends you thought that were close to you get weird. Friends that aren't close to you start trying to get super close to you because they're ready to be bridesmaid number four. And it's just strange. Like, then I have, okay, jealousy. Jealousy is a fucking ugly bitch. She is an ugly bitch. She comes through and she fucks some shit up, doesn't she? Because the thing that I've noticed since I've gotten engaged, people get jealous and they handle it in the weirdest ways. I mean, all the way from overly wanting to talk about my engagement and like wanting to see my ring and wanting to know everything that happened to the people that don't even acknowledge it, like it never even happened. And I get it. You know, my engagement doesn't stop everyone else's world from turning, but it stopped mine for a second. And with my best friends, at least my closest friends, I would assume that they would be as excited as I have been. But, well, that they would be as excited as I am. And some of them honestly just fell off the face of the planet. And like, it was interesting, the people that called me the next day to be like, I'm so excited, I'm so happy for you. And the people that I didn't talk to for weeks and still haven't spoken with, like, not that I think I should always be, you know, the one having people come to me to call me and ask me. But in an engagement, in a season of your life where you are now the person that's super busy because you're doing everything under the sun from planning for a wedding to planning an engagement party or whatever, like whatever you're doing, you clearly have like something going on that's big. I feel like people come to you. I feel like people call you. Like you don't call people. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm fucked up. But no one told me that when you get engaged, it's not always happiness coming from people. It's also like jealousy radiating out of every pore of their body, which I also try to give people grace. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Eckhart Tolle and the Four Agreements. I try to be a better human and really try to see where people are coming from, really try to understand, you know, from their perspective, what they're going through. And honestly, none of it has stuck with me. Like I'm not angry at anyone. But I just think it's so fascinating and I wanted to bring it up on here with you guys because I've had this theme of jealousy kind of circling my life recently. Like some of my friends have been going through some jealousy issues, like whether that be them with people or people bringing jealousy onto them or having jealousy with them. And then me with my engagement and kind of the way people have been treating it. I thought I'd come on here and just like share this story and kind of talk it out with you guys because here's the thing that I don't understand about women. We are sometimes jealous creatures by nature, which thank God jealousy is not a trait of mine. I get jealous. I'm not fucking immune to jealousy, but I'm a secure, confident individual. And so I'm secure in my relationship and I'm secure in who I am. So I don't really let jealousy get to me as much as I know it does affect some people that I know or like my friends. But I think it's natural to either if someone's jealous of you to let their harsh words affect you directly. And I think it's also normal when you're jealous to kind of project your jealousy onto people. But here's the thing, and I don't get this with women. We are so quick to be upset about someone judging us, but we are so quick to turn around and judge someone else. It's almost like, well, really, I was listening to, what was I listening to? Because I want to give him credit for saying this. I'll think of it. But I was listening, I think, to a podcast earlier this week. And, you know, they said hurt people hurt people. And that really resonated with me, the simplicity of that statement. Like, hurt people hurt people. And if someone is hurt in their life, if they're hurting because they're not engaged yet, and maybe that's something they've really wanted, or if they're in a bad relationship and they see you in a good relationship and that's something they've always wanted, there's a jealousy element to that that comes through, I think, in the form or the catalyst of being hurt. And so then therefore, unfortunately, in a time of your life where you're extremely happy, where you're, you know, kind of marinating in this happiness and this great time of your life, this great chapter, it's not a great chapter for someone else. And then they're putting their hurt onto you. And I think it gave me a lot of kind of air to breathe and process and kind of sit with the hurt of people to understand that it's not me. It's very rarely ever you. You know, we're such egoic humans to look at ourselves and think, oh, it's I must be doing something to this person, or I must have fucked up with this person, or what did I do to this person? When in reality, it's like, no, this person is going through something, and because you're going through something that they've either wanted or that's triggering for them or that hurts them, they then project that onto you. So it's not really you. First thing, it's them. So for everyone out there that's going through something similar to my situation, or maybe not even similar, but just where you're like, wow, I have a jealous friend, I have a jealous coworker, I have jealous people in my life that hold me back or hold me down out of jealousy. Those, first of all, those aren't real friends. Okay, because I also have in this situation my best friends who have called me every day, who have asked me how I am, who have wanted to talk about ad nauseum my engagement story, even though they've heard it 20 times, who are excited to plan the wedding with me, who are looking forward to doing all these different things in my life. Like, some people, true friends, have the ability to put whatever they're going through aside to be equally as happy for you as you are for yourself. And that's love, and that's friendship, and that's the way that I think it should be. And unfortunately, I think the reality of a lot of our relationships are that they're shallow. You know, they're not these deep, loving, unconditional love relationships. And, but you think you know someone because maybe you work with them every day, or you talk to them often, or you party with them, but maybe like the conversation never gets beyond like, hi, how are you doing? And even in that question, they don't really care. They just, it's like a formality because you guys are hanging out. Like, how are you doing? And I think no one just prepared me. Like, you almost, like your bridesmaids, although I haven't chosen mine yet, they almost choose themselves just based off of the way people genuinely treat you when you go through something like this in your life. As I'm sure having a baby is, as I'm sure the actual wedding is, maybe moving into a house, real friends come to your aid and like champion in your absence. Real friends are happy for you equally. And I appreciate those of you in my life that have been that for me. It's made my engagement and this chapter of my life so amazing, and as amazing as it is. You are the reason. But I think it's important to bring to the table how women are so jealous of one another. And it's like, why? I mean, I was just listening to a podcast the other day talking about how important it is in your life to realize that you need to stay in your lane, because us as a species, we've never been prepared for this chapter, this part of our existence where we're on social media 24/7, where you can see what your fifth grade ex-best friend is doing, and somehow you're still judging her because she seems like she's light years ahead of you in her life path, when in reality, you don't know her anymore. You guys haven't spoken in years. You're completely different people. Like, stop. People need to stop judging other people for where they're at in their life and using it as like a compass or a barometer for where they are in theirs. It's not the same thing. You and I are not the same. Some of my friends are married. Some of my friends are not even close to finding a husband. And it's like, that's okay. That's okay. My mom got married when she's 30. I'm 25. And I kind of always have vocalized to her, like, that's not my journey. I can feel it in my soul. I'm getting married earlier. But I'm also ready. And some people want things in their life for themselves, but they're not ready. You have to be ready because, and this is why I think divorce happens. This is why breakups happen. This is why people can't commit, because people aren't doing the work leading up to the commitment that makes the commitment sustainable. You don't just blink one night, find Prince Charming. Unfortunately, Disney, thank you for this. You don't just blink, find Prince Charming. He saves you and you're happy ever after happens. There's real work put in. There's real time put in. I mean, I lived 2 years long distance with my fiance. I did not see him every day. I could not see him every day. And it was excruciating for me. And it was lonely for me because, yeah, my friends, I have great friends. They were there for me. They would support me. You know, I could call them at any time and cry or vent. But they weren't walking in what I was walking in. And I, at the time, didn't have, you know, military friends, girlfriends that were in the same boat as me. So I just kind of coped with it on my own. Like, there are hard stories behind the good ones. There's struggle and work and conversations that happen before the happy ending, before the beautiful engagement, before the beautiful ring, before the beautiful husband. But girls are so quick to just say, that, I want that. Oh, what she has, I want it. And instead of being like, wow, let me look at what she has, recognize how beautiful it is, recognize the beauty in her husband, recognize the beauty in their relationship. Instead of pointing out the gorgeous things that they want in their life, what do girls do? We tear each other down. Oh, but that ring, oh, she has emerald in her ring. I would never get emerald. That's like, no. No, don't like the color. Oh, on that trail? I don't like that trail. I wish it was somewhere else. Oh, to him, that's who she got married to? Shut the fuck up. Honestly, if you find yourself tearing a girl down in her engagement, fuck you. You need to do a fucking relationship check on your life. That one day will be you. Or that day has been you, and you didn't want people tearing your ass down, and you don't want people tearing your ass down. And not, by the way, not that anyone has said this to my face, but I can tell with some people that have treated me a certain way where I'm like, wow, you just hung up the phone and went and talked mad shit about me, didn't you? Or like, oh, you just wanted to know the story really so you could judge it for your own experience. Which blows my mind, because as women, we know how excited other women are when exciting things happen in their life, when they become a mom, when they become a bride, when they become a fiance. But yet we judge each other so fucking hard. It makes no sense to me. Like, just be happy for happiness and leave it at that. And keep it pushing, because what's so interesting is then the wheel turns and it's finally your turn to get engaged, maybe. But you expect all the love. You expect all the posts, all the fucking congratulations, all the, oh my God, the next day is, can you believe it's happened? But you're not doing that for the people in your life. It's just, it's not fair or realistic or sustainable to be a good person and a good friend when you're acting like that in your life. Also on that point, if you're, I guess I want to talk to you if you are experiencing jealousy. I know I kind of already said it's not about you, which obviously it's not about you. It's harder to come to terms with that when you're experiencing it firsthand. But if you're experiencing jealousy, try to understand that whatever you're doing is making waves in someone else's life. And whether that is positive or negative, you are still touching someone so deeply in their core that they feel the need to lash out and be rude to you or mean to you. And that to me, and maybe just because I'm a bitch, and maybe just because I am confident, I just look at that as like, wow, I touched you so deep. I got to you so good that you feel the need to take time out of your day to come and give me some shit, to either wish ill will on me or fucking send me a mean text or talk shit about me behind my back. I matter that much to you that you are that consumed with me in your own life. Wow. Thank God. You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. Because my name in your mouth is the best goddamn taste you'll have all week. Like, stop sitting there and moping about the jealousy. Use it as fire. Use it as energy. Turn that shit into energy. Because it's not worth your time. It's not worth your sadness. They're not worth your upset, your tears. They're not worth it. But you know what is worth it? Using that as your own energy to be the catalyst for your success. Because your perception of that person is within your control. And the way that that person makes you feel is in your control. And I think that's another hard pill for people to swallow. That person, just because someone is mean to you, just because someone is a bitch to you, just because someone is harassing you or ignoring you, that doesn't give you the right to feel any type of way, actually. Because there are people that deal with that and turn that into beauty, turn that into positivity, turn that into a lesson. They don't mope. They don't turn around and put hate on other people, and they don't hurt other people with the hurt that's being done to them. And I guess I say all of this to say, if you're experiencing that, first of all, that person is not your friend, which I'm sure you've learned by now. But if you haven't, you need to take a cold, hard look at that friendship and realize that that person is not a genuine friend of yours. Two, you need to look inside yourself and have a little pep talk with yourself and recalibrate yourself back to your sanity, because that person doesn't deserve to tear you down or to stop you from steamrolling over their negativity and going straight into and continuing on the positive path that you're on in your life. Because we ain't got time for that. We have empires to build. We have people to get married to. We have families to start. Like, I'm not here for your fucking negativity, Karen. And we're moving on. And you need to cut those people out. Snip, snip. See you later. Nice knowing you. Because here's the thing. If you're not ruthless now, I've been learning this in my life throughout my 20s. This is honestly, not to toot my own horn, great piece of advice that's about to come. It's like a load of laundry. If you do laundry regularly, maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, if you're feeling spicy, if you're a fashionista and you change out of a lot of clothes, it stays small, it stays manageable. You know what you're getting into. You know the amount of dirty clothes you're having to wash. But if you don't and you say, I don't really want to deal with it, I'll just leave it. I'll just let it get bigger and then I'll wash it. Then what happens? Your hamper's overflowing. Laundry takes you an entire weekend to get done. A whole fucking 72 hours of your life is put on hold so you could be here to change your whites to your darks and take out your fucking wet clothes that can't be dried. And what are you having to do? You're having to do all of this shit at once. And what happens? You get burnt out. You get exhausted. You start resenting laundry. You're like, fuck you, laundry. This shouldn't take this fucking long. And then you start resenting yourself. Why did I wait this long? Why didn't I deal with it when it first happened? That's life. That is sticky and icky situations in life. That is with relationships. That is with work that has to be done, your to-do list. If you don't deal with the things when they're small and you let them fester and you let them grow, then it is absolutely overwhelming and excruciating to deal with them later on. So pick your poison. Because either way you deal with it, right? Either way you're doing laundry. It's just whether or not you're doing laundry for 72 hours or if it takes you an hour. But deal with the things in your life that make you uncomfortable as soon as they happen. Don't let them fester. Don't let them build up into these monstrosities of relationships where you have so much personal anxiety at just ending the thing, you will never do it. And if you have let it grow, if you have let it get a little bit out of control, too crazy, handle it. Set time aside. Put in the work. Make yourself better. Make your environment healthier. I promise you, you will thank yourself in the end because you won't be spending so much time putting negative energy and thought into that specific topic, that specific something that is taking all of your energy from you right now. And you will use that energy to be put into more positive things like your engagement, like your wedding, like your future husband. And with that, I think I'm done with my soapbox for this episode. Honestly, to end on a positive note, I've had such amazing friends throughout all of this that have decorated my apartment for engagement party, have sent me beautiful gifts. And I'm just like, I really am. I'm so happy to be a fiance. And at the end of the day, there's no one or nothing that could take away this happiness. It was just an observation, an observation that I've seen throughout this chapter that I thought was interesting that no one really talks about. And I just wanted to bring it to the table, have a little discussion, if you will. So I love you. You're being a bad bitch. You're dealing with a lot. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some fucking grace. Whatever you're going through today or this week, try to think about me. Think about what I would say to you. You know, I'd tell you probably that you're doing fucking awesome and to pull your head out of your ass and give yourself a little bit more credit and go get the shit done that you need to get done. And yeah, you're strong. You're beautiful. And just keep being positive. keep believing in yourself, because what you're doing is working, and I hear you, and the universe hears you, and God hears you. And I'll catch you next week. Also, just a little note before you leave me. I rolled out a new logo on my Instagram. I'm working on so much stuff. I'm so excited. And 2021 is our fucking year, stay openers. Yeah, thanks for being along on the ride. I will catch you next week. You can follow me on Instagram at Stay Open Podcast, or my personal Instagram at Arletta LaRue, and check out my new logo. Let me know what you want to hear from me. Let me know if you like this episode. I kind of just popped off. I'm sorry, but had to be said. All right, I love you. See you next week.